made up by somebody's little housewife.
I mean, oh,
what the fuck is this thing called again?
Okay, guys, here we are. Kidding, it's not really gay. But, okay, yeah, so here we are again. Here we are again. That's like my little trademark thing. We are here again.
Once again.
I got a fuller house with another episode of Shameless Pillow Talk. And we got pillows too, bitch.
We sure do.
So, it's me. I know y'all know who the fuck I am. Y'all know who the fuck this bitch is because he's here every week now.
Yes.
But still, you gotta introduce yourself.
_ Dion Q.
Until he make himself an actual co-host, bitch, he's gonna introduce himself every time.
Mm-hmm.
So, go on. And
I thought I was just there. Go ahead.
Okay, and your name is?
And we, oh, by the way, guys, we got Jazzy Poo here.
I know, the infamous Jazzy Poo is in.
She's been talked about a few times on the last few episodes, but she's finally here.
It's true, it's Jasmine B. Pay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Spell that out, bitch, because they don't know what the hell.
Lord, okay, first of all, JazMynVipei.
Okay.
There we go. All
right. So you want to talk about your stuff now? You want to promote yourself? Because we promoted you on the other one. So you want to promote yourself?
Yeah. So I'm actually coming out with a new natural skincare line. It's called Tangata Uli Aesthetics. Mm. Tangata Uli is Samoan because I'm half Samoan. That actually means black in Samoan. And aesthetics just means the appreciation of beauty. So pretty much I want to make a skincare line that's all natural, luxury, but for people of color. Catered to people of color. So yeah, check out my Instagram. It's Tangata Uli Aesthetics.
Oof. I need to follow that.
Yeah, follow me.
I didn't follow that. Okay.
Don't be fake.
I didn't follow it. I thought it was on her page. That's what I kept looking for. I'm like, bitch,
no, she got
shit.
Another page for
I'm like, she got shit on her actual Instagram page. So I'm like, what am I seeing? Okay, so, and we got another new face. And I've been begging this bitch to be on this show for a minute. And he finally showed up, but it's okay. It's okay. Better late than never. Come on. Talk about yourself.
I'm not going to talk about myself because I'm not vain like some people in the room.
Mm-hmm.
But my name is Tyler. You can call me Tookie with the Good Coochie. No, I'm just playing.
I am done with you. Oh, I'm done
Wait,
with you.
Wait, I will screw up.
Tookie with the Good Coochie.
No, my name is Tyler. The Lair Bear is a really good friend of mine. He has been asking me to come on this show for a while, and I'm finally here, and I've showed up, so we're going to get into some things. I'm going to give y'all my opinion. Sorry if I get ghetto in the midst of all of that. I can't help
get
it.
Ghetto.
I do it for the culture.
Baby, the more ghetto you are, the more we like you.
Shout out to all the niggas out there in the closet. If you ever need somebody to help you, straighten up in there. I'm your guy.
Yeah. Get away from me.
What?
Okay, so, and then we got, you know, one, like, the love of my life, but whatever. Go on.
It's Bo. It's only Bo on social media. Give me a follow.
This is the first one he done in person, too, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. It's BEAU. Some of y'all be messing that up.
I spelled that shit right earlier.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Drunk as fuck.
I thought
with a capital
E.
With a capital E. I'm praying.
You did spell it with a capital E.
I was so drunk. I was looking at my screen like, oh shit.
He said, Bo, B capital E A U.
Like,
I was like, I know he didn't mean to send this,
he said,
so I'm just gonna.
E?
Right, I'm just gonna let him have it. B-U.
B-U.
B-U. Okay, so, you know.
Y'all getting fucked.
So, you know, you want to say it, friend? Or you want me to say it?
Go ahead and handle
it. Okay, so, it is, I don't know what day it is. I don't know what number day it is. But I do know that Breonna Taylor's killers are still on the loose.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to talk about that.
And that's the motherfucking truth.
We're not going to get in depth with it. I just need you to know that her killers are still out there.
They are.
Living their best lives.
Mm-hmm.
And sis is in the ground.
Oh, and today is a good day to arrest the cops who killed Breonna Taylor, just in case you forgot.
Mm-hmm. It was a great day in San Diego, a sunny day throughout, you know, America. And it was the perfect day for, you know, it's still, you know, it's still a beautiful night outside, too. Y'all can take them in tonight, too.
It's real cute.
We're not being picky. We just need you to take them in. But it's okay.
Be the change you want to see, America.
I don't think they want to see a change too much. But whatever. It's cool. Whatever. It's cool. I guess, you know, so.
I can speak for all white America. We want to see change. If I piss you off, fuck you.
Okay.
Follow me, tell me your feelings.
I will tell y'all my social media, but my nigga is crazy and I don't want you to look at
Period.
Look. Cause girl, I am not liable for anything that might
happen. My nigga like to shoot.
Mm-hmm. Shoot first, ask questions later. Mm-mm. Okay. Okay.
What's the first?
I need a trigger happy nigga for real, honestly.
No, you don't. Not, you really don't, bitch.
You said I really think it's sweet. But I do.
Y'all think it's sweet. Y'all get one. Y'all think it's sweet.
Oh no, look, trust and believe, niggas done had it.
I've had two, girl.
You in a piece for that.
Girl, I've had two.
And mind you, that's
but I was too young to understand.
Okay, I'll be the nigga though.
I was too young to understand, you know, what it meant to have. You know, that's the first thing in your life. Because, you know, you'd be like,
you give me
like, you're young, you're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Everything's always, oh my God. But it's like, bitch, I'm about to be sitting in my house. I'm about to be, like, at the age of 30, bitch, I'm about to be sitting in my house while my nigga out there shooting the fuck out all y'all. Bitch.
Yeah, no, I don't shoot, but I do. Like
that's fine. I got two phones.
That was a big thing for me.
I got two phones. One for my sugar daddy, one for my...
Yeah.
One for my shooter. He get trigger happy. Bitch. Okay, so
pussy real ball, it ain't never nappy.
Yeah, bitch, the fuck I'm talking about. The whole fuck I'm talking about. Okay, so
I hate all of you.
I mean,
it's okay, you love us,
but I still love you, so that doesn't even matter.
I love everybody.
Bitch.
I really do. I am such a lover. I am all for peace and happiness. I am on my spiritual journey back, getting closer with God and all of that. We're sitting here with a drink in my hand, Lord. But no.
Bitch, I can't breathe.
I ain't gonna show you my tattoo.
Can I ask
you? Oh my God, you
bitch,
have a Jesus piece?
No, we're not gonna get to the tattoo until after the fucking shit. Okay. Because, bitch, he got a lot of shit for that damn tattoo. But, so...
Everybody love everybody.
Ooh, I'm so sick of him.
He'll be taking a shit.
He probably is taking a shit, but that's okay. Why don't we just put him out there on the stuff? Girl.
Make sure you wipe front to back.
Y'all get used
to it. Because if you wipe back to front, it gets real weird.
It does.
Okay, so. while we on the... Okay, we're not on the topic, but bitch. Is foreplay required with y'all?
100%.
Okay, what do we consider foreplay?
Okay, so like,
because it's different for everybody.
Okay, so my thing is like, so I guess you could say like, you know, kissing, you know, touching, you know, licking, you know, sucking, you know, I like to fuck when I'm drunk. I like to suck when I'm drunk. You know, mm-hmm. yeah, like you know all that shit.
What's up?
Hey, baby.
So for me, I'm trying to ruin a girl's life every time I'm in bed with her. I want to fuck her so good that she'll never be able to get fucked that good again. So that way, she thinks about me every time she gets fucked later on in life.
I really feel like
foreplay is
Bo should be on Pornhub the way he talks.
Bo probably is on Pornhub. Bitch.
You know what?
I take it back. Foreplay for me is required to set the mood, but also when I'm high, because I do like to indulge in the edibles from time to time.
Yes.
When I'm high, it's a different story because everything is relaxed. But when I'm not high, you know, I'm just drunk. I know you don't think you just finna get back there, put a little spit and slide in.
And that's it?
You gotta open this thing up, put your finger back there, give me a little licky, you know, smack me on my ass, you know. Let me get down there and give you a little sloppy top. You know, let me get open. And I think that's what's wrong with a lot of the younger gays. They just want to do it and be caught on camera doing it. And that's why you hoes be shitting on these men. Y'all don't know no
other. Listen, bitch.
Speak about it.
Listen, bitch. If you not cleaning yourself out like a normal person,
you shouldn't be worried about foreplay anyway.
Bitch, we're not even talking about just for sex, bitch. You need to make sure you clean back there every once in a while, sis.
Every day.
Every day. Cold water shit, I don't understand.
Listen, bitch, every day might be a bit much. It might be a bit excessive.
What?
I shower twice a day.
No,
every day.
Not if you're getting fucked, but I'm talking about if you just like, you know, just being like, it's just a regular ass day.
Do what twice a day?
Dish.
Who finna do that twice a day?
Right.
You know how hard it is?
Oh, okay. Shower. Yeah, that's.
Do you know how hard it is to flee? You have to be in specific positions. And you,
I'm for real. All right, I'm learning a lot of shit.
You're not even supposed to be using them.
All right, we can close that door.
You're not supposed to be using them that often.
Because it can mess up your colon.
Reclose that door.
That messes up the lining. Sorry, that messes up the lining of, you know.
I mean, you're talking about you learning a lot of shit, but I mean, we talking about cleaning ourselves out. You don't even want to get into the second hole topic.
Right, because you reach that second hole, you're going to be pulling back something. Listen.
Look, that's a whole other fucking story.
Listen, bitch. And you know what's crazy, though? Motherfuckers always be talking about, you know, oh, blah, 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 blah. I did anal. And it's always the girls be talking, I did anal. And I'm just like, girl, so you went to dinner and just, you know, just let.
Just let him
in your asshole. And I'm just like, and she's just like, and I just had to pray that, you know, nothing came back. And I was like, sis, first of all, if we really gonna like get technical about it, like I had to explain this to my homegirl real quick. I was like, girl, what I do is I do it before I leave my house. Mm-hmm. And I know me and I know my body and what I can and cannot eat. So if we go on a date.
It's about what you know about
like, okay, too. Listen, because if a nigga talking about, you know, I'm trying to fuck, or you just know he's trying to fuck. And he be like, let's go get tacos, baby. I'm not going with you that day. I'm not going to get no Mexican food with you at all.
It depends on the type of meat that's in the taco.
Listen, but I will say,
any Mexican food will run right through me, and you might as well just take me the fuck home.
That's because you know your body.
Though. Right, I know my body, so you might as well take me the fuck home.
So you got to know your body, though.
Exactly, you have to know your body.
Like, there's no green foods,
no soup shit, none of that shit.
I am a firm believer of the starvation, because if I know this nigga do something,
come on now,
I'm not eating. I might have a chill.
She said, I'm not about to run the risk.
I might have a chill.
I have a smoothie.
Maybe, not even. Maybe a crack.
Nah, a smoothie will fuck me up.
I'm gonna drink.
21.
Oh, yeah, that shit runs.
21, 22, bitch. Right through me. I used to have, you know, we used to have little Fleet Fridays, bitch.
But if y'all don't have Pure for Me,
and listen, I used to not eat.
No, period. Pure for Men is where it's at.
Pure for Me is where it's at. I'm telling
you. That shit make it easier. That shit turn from an hour to like 20 minutes.
It does. It clumps everything up and it all comes out in one sitting. And when I tell you, baby, it be squeaky clean back there.
Squeaky.
Nah, Pure for Men is it, though. For I'm real. Yeah, like, see. Everything I, like, took serious, like, I was like, yeah. So, I got you.
So,
wow. Okay, like, so you know what?
Yeah, I'm that type of nigga. Like, oh yeah, try this shit out. Like,
I was about to say, this wasn't on the topic. This wasn't on the list of topics, but it's something that has been asked to me before. So I'm gonna ask, how do y'all feel about someone like pretty much asking you to clean yourself while you're there? Because I know for me, I can't do it around anybody.
I'm
like, I have to be like...
I'm going
to
take this one.
Home in your comfort zone?
I'm
going to
take this one.
Yeah, I have to be home in my comfort zone.
I'm on second base on that one, too.
Okay, I'm going to take this one. Okay, so listen. Now, if you not my nigga, you're not about to be in any of these four walls while I'm doing anything that's got to do with me. Now, I'm taking this time for myself to make sure, you know, I got myself right with me and I got myself right with you. Don't ask to be in my house. Don't clean. If I wasn't cleaned out, you knew, and you wasn't coming over here for that, then you automatically just know. Like, listen, it's just not gonna happen tonight.
Right.
It's not gonna happen tonight. But it's like, if I really fuck with you and I know you like to fuck or whatever, like, you know, I'll do it before you get here. But if you don't live here,
I feel like that's perspective again. Because look, like for me, like, I will let my nigga clean out at my house. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, do you know what I mean? But at the same time, I get what you're coming from. Like, yeah. Like at the end of the day, like, you know if you about to fuck or if you hanging out with a nigga that
I feel
fuck,
like that's
or how you feel, right? It just takes. So for me, like, personally, like, I feel like you should have did that. But at the end of the day, like, if I fuck with you and you got to do it, like, I don't need you to broadcast that shit. Just go do what you do in my bathroom, right? But if it's some nigga that...
Right.
Like, first of all, nigga, don't come to my house and ask to clean in my fucking bathroom. Like, that's weird. Like, mm-hmm. That's weird for me. Mm-hmm. Because I just,
You know what you're coming over here for? You should have already done
it. I see that as like, okay, so you just nasty.
Yeah.
That is nasty because when like, I'm not showing like up you nasty. Nowhere.
Because first
I
of all,
what I showed up for.
I'm not about to clean that.
When I was
look, who does that shit?
I knew what I showed up for and I'm not about to be. I'm not, right. Listen, I'm not about, I, okay, so one, for me, it takes a minute.
Oh yeah.
Like it takes a for real minute. So if you tell me
that long though.
If you tell me, hey, well I make sure I'm thorough. I get every nook, cranny, whatever the fuck.
As you should. Listen,
what you not about to do is speak bad on me. You're not about to tell nobody.
Hey, dead ass.
You're not about to pull you didn't pull nothing back. But some wet shit, bitch.
Yes, yeah.
And I put that, and that's on what?
That's a wild.
Bitch, shit. Listen. Listen, I'm not, but listen, nah, none of that dumb shit. Because you got to understand, like, with me, that's just like me time. It's like, you know, a little, you pampering yourself or whatever. Like, regardless of what it's for, like, you know, if you're about to let a nigga, like, blow your back out or whatever, you just about to, you know, go fuck with your nigga or whatever, you just, you know, that's just me time. Like, I like to take my precious time doing that because I'm like, bitch, you know, like, I'm about to, listen, this shit about to be good.
Well, I don't know.
This shit about to be good for me, and it's about to be good. Well, I don't know about me, but it's about to be good for you.
So. Thing one and thing two, proper sedity, you know, they high class and all that. I'm not even going to lie. When I first started in the game, I've chocolate candy coated covered a couple niggas. Like,
I feel like it happens, though. Like, that's something that will happen, and usually at young age. And that's why I don't fuck with young niggas.
It was very,
I had to teach a nigga how to clean.
Wow, and that, ooh.
Nope.
I dead ass. I swear. I was like, bro, like.
And
we didn't fuck. We didn't fuck with each other after that. You know who I'm talking about. But we didn't fuck with each other after that. But that was the moment where I was like, yeah, so I'm going to teach you something. But this it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just take this as a lesson and run with it.
I'm about to have a little story.
He was young, though. And, I mean, I was young, too, but. It was just...
That would have been embarrassing. I can't pull up to the trade house. When I walk through the door, bitch. I'm giving sex.
I can't pull up to the trade house.
That's it. As soon as I walk through the door, my eyes low. I done had me a couple drinks. Mm-hmm. I'm walking past you, and I'm going to make sure you get a whiff of this cologne I got on. Because every time I done walked through the door when I done been on a date, it's been immediately through the door closed, take your clothes off. They can't even wait. It ain't no hey, no bye, no nothing. Why? Because I'm the cunt. That's just that.
Yes, bitch. Listen, so I got a little story time. I got a little story time or whatever. Okay, so me being me, I be playing both sides of the fence. You know, I said I could be a top. I can be a bottom. I can be whatever the fuck you want me to be. Whatever the fuck you want me to be.
Mm-hmm.
Little boy was like, you know, trying to fuck. This is back in my Hawaii days. I went over there. Shit. The fuck? Like, I'm trying to get my dick wet. Okay. I'm about to go over here. Like, I'm about to have this bomb ass time, but he got a fat ass and all this shit. I'm like, damn, like, you know, whatever. Like, you know, it's a vibe. So I was like, I'm about to go. So I went over there and, you know, like, we're gonna bring this up next topic, but I'm not even gonna speak on this because I have the next topic. But went in there, you know, he, you know, doing all the shit, you know, sucking my dick, you know, doing all this other shit or whatever, and then, you know, sits on my dick, blah, 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 blah. You know, we getting into it. Like, you know, really getting into it. I'm just, you know, I'm literally fucking a nigga with a fat ass. Like, what the fuck? Like, you know, whatever. Like, it's a vibe. So, I remember doing a little stroke, and I remember him saying, ooh, and I remember me saying, ooh, and bitch, and bitch. Listen, it wasn't even like, damn. No, it hurt. Ooh, it was a ooh, and I was
like, he knew what was up,
and I felt it, and I was like,
ew,
and
that's, I was the motherfucking worst.
So when he said ooh, I felt it, and I was just like, ooh,
I'd be like, damn, I really don't even want to pull my dick out right now.
So listen, he got up, and I guess he thought because, you know, it was dark that I couldn't see, bitch. I got 4 other fucking senses, bitch. I can smell this shit.
Okay? I was gonna say, nigga, bitch, you can smell that shit.
I can smell this shit.
Like,
so,
don't pull that dick out unless you're ready for it.
Right. So then, that ain't even the worst part, baby. When I tell you, this motherfucker got up off of it and then put my dick in his mouth, bitch, I was disgusted and ready to go.
I'm clocking out.
Listen, but look, that ain't even the worst part.
No, he's
that ain't even the worst part. I'm sitting here like,
it's already
like,
bad.
Listen, y'all can't see me, but if if clutching they pearls was a person, bitch, that would be me right now. Bitch, I was sitting here like, and the whole time he just.
Oh my God.
And I'm just like, bitch, you a little nasty bitch. No, but you know what? But you know what? It fucked me up. So listen, he decides that he wants to, you know, stop sucking my dick. And he raised his face up to kiss me. And bitch, I ain't never mushed somebody so hard in my fucking life. And I was like, I'm leaving. And he was like, what? He's like, what? And I'm like, you know what? And he was just like, I'm really confused. You nigga, I'm out. Like, I'm not even about to stay here. One, it's 2 o'clock in the fucking morning. And you asked me to come here. You asked me to come here. I had to make a fucking drive. If anybody in Hawaii knows, I made a fucking drive from Kapolei to fucking K-Bay, Kaneohe. So, bitch, that's a drive. That's at least a 35, 40-minute drive. You had enough time to get yourself together. And you didn't. So now I feel some type of way. And now I really feel some type of way because I don't like bitches kissing on me. Mm-mm. If I don't fuck with you. If I do not fuck with you, do not put your fucking mouth nowhere near me.
I do not kiss people.
But now you also then suck your shit off of my dick. And now you're trying to kiss me. Now I feel like you're being disrespectful. And now I'm about to beat your ass. I'm about to beat your whole naked ass because I feel like, you know, now you're trying to play with me. And everybody that know me, no, I don't like motherfuckers play with me. So, bitch, listen. Story time. Clean yourself out. And I said it on the past hygiene episodes, and I am not about to be teaching nobody's grown ass nobody to do anything. Bitch, I had to learn for myself, and I had to learn what good hygiene was. And I'm like, listen, bitch, if you want to get fucked by niggas, if you want to fuck with whoever, if you want to do whatever the fuck you want to do and be a grown ass fucking man, bitch, your armpits don't stink, your dick shouldn't stink, so why the fuck you think your asshole gonna stink? Bitch, clean that shit the fuck out. Like, I feel like it's, and the crazy part about it is, bitch, it's not even hard. Like, if you don't want to use the Fleet, bitch, use warm fucking water. It works the same fucking way. The Fleet might take some shit out of you. It might take some energy out of you. But, bitch, warm fucking water works the same fucking way and gets you clean. If you want to add some soap to it, bitch, do what the fuck you got to do. But you need to make sure.
No, that burns.
No, bitch, not that type of soap, bitch.
Shampoo
do something
else to you.
Don't be using no smell good shit. Listen, when they be telling the girls don't be using no smell good on your... Listen, when they tell the girls don't use no smell good on your cool cat or whatever, you don't, because it sets off your pH balance, bitch, don't be using no little Dove, you know, fucking coconut milk shit in the fucking Fleet bottle, bitch. You need to use, like, you know, some antibacterial soap. It's not going to burn. It's not going to do nothing crazy to you, but it's going to get you what you need to get if you in a tight situation or if you press for time, bitch. Well, I'm trying to help you the fuck out.
Well, I don't use the solution. I pour it out as soon as I get it. I just use water.
Right, I use water.
I use water.
Yeah,
I do water as hot as I can stand it.
But I had to find that out as I got older because a bitch was using Fleet.
A lot of people use the Fleet.
And I'm like, you know, I'm like a young, you know, I'm real, I'm like a fresh, like 20, 21. And I'm just like, bitch, it's Fleet Fridays, bitch. And I was really using Fleet every Friday. And then I was just like, bitch, you about to kill yourself.
I was like, yeah, you're right. I
don't need that. But the Fleet be drying you out.
Like, it do.
Like, your whole be hella dry.
And then you just feel like you got to shit all night.
That shit feel really weird.
You feel like you got to shit all fucking night. And it just be like, ooh.
Yes, well, see, I personally wouldn't know because, you know, this is Niagara Falls over here. It ain't never dry.
Bitch, put a Fleet in your asshole every weekend.
I was doing it at one point, baby. Still over here just grind was wet. I'm telling y'all think I'm playing. Bitch. Auntie Tyler was over here waking up, girl, had to change my drawers, bitch.
I am sick.
Okay.
Listen. So back to the topic. Foreplay, bitch.
Oh, yeah,
foreplay. Oh, that's what we were talking about.
We're talking about, is foreplay required?
So for me, like, a lot of females bitch about how dudes can't get them off. And I think primarily a lot of it is dudes jump straight to sex and they don't try to work up, mm-hmm. like, and get her in the mood. Mm-hmm. And they just worried about themselves. So mm-hmm. I try to set the mood and, like, yeah, like, when I have sex, it's all about her. Like, I'm trying to fuck your life up.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's how I look at it. Like,
ooh, you made me just want to yell out, have you ever had pussy before?
But I'm a different type of straight dude, so I know a lot of my friends don't think the same way I do, but
mm-hmm. Are they white?
Nah. I mean, they
Of course they not white. That and that's another thing too. Black men,
black people. Everybody hit it different.
Is required. Like,
black men don't get that.
Most definitely. Yeah, y'all just be wanting to just first of all, especially to the black gay men.
Couldn't be me.
We are not women.
Couldn't
you cannot
be me.
Just shove and slide up in here. You can't just
Listen,
baby, you need to find some lube or something because I'm telling you now. That's the quickest way to get you punched.
If you don't like your ass, hey, don't fuck with me. And that's just on period. Mm. That's on mamas. That's on period. That's on whatever. Bitch, because listen.
I don't
listen,
eat ass unless I fuck with you.
Because listen. Now, I'm not about to eat everybody's ass.
Like, I'm just not about to eat nobody's
I'm not about to eat everybody's ass. Ass, but listen. I'm not about to be fucking. I'm not about to be fucking just everybody either.
And
so,
shave. Ooh, listen, clean yourself.
You know what? You know what's crazy, though? Please. I don't even need a nigga to shave, honestly.
I low key like her.
For the love of God.
High key, actually.
Wow. Listen, I don't even
need. But it don't bother me.
I don't need a nigga to shave. Like, listen.
I ain't about to put my hairy balls in no girl's mouth. I ain't about that.
Yeah, no, see, and me either.
Wait, in my mouth.
Baby, y'all, you can wait, does that, okay, bro. Okay. Like, does that make me a nasty motherfucker
like,
then?
Like when you shave.
I don't. Okay. So look. Okay. So
like,
okay, so
especially
look.
Me.
So
like,
look. If I fuck with you, right? Me. Like, you like got, if I fuck with you heavy and we fucking, like, I don't care that you know what. I don't care about none of that. But I'm like, listen, foreplay with me, you go. It's required. Like I'm trying to suck dick, swallow dick, you know,
see,
do all
me,
this shit.
Suck
you try balls,
to suck my dick before sex, you ruining sex. You ain't getting none.
Trying to work my way back to your
like
ass.
They're trying to
what?
Suck it before sex.
Yeah, they trying to suck my dick before sex, and they go all heavy in that. I'm like, I'm
who are you?
Who isn't heavy in this? What the fuck?
So you can chill. So you don't want your dick sucked before you?
You like it at the
what?
End?
At the end, yeah.
Okay.
So no, I'll nut. That. I'll nut 100%.
So you just like bitches.
What kind of heads you get?
Wait, who?
It ain't good.
Who is you fucking with? First
it
of
can't
all,
be good.
I
bitch.
Was about to say it if can't I'm, be good. Because,
so
well,
a bitch
I'm
trying to go
down.
So
good.
A bitch trying to suck your dick, but like before y'all fucking, you what?
I ain't gonna stop. But here's the thing: like if I'm getting close, I'm like this gonna ruin sex. I'll stop her. But like for the most part, like if I know a girl's good at it, I'm like. We ain't doing that before sex.
Why?
You
now,
not
listen.
Oh,
now listen.
Not quick, huh?
Now listen.
No.
Now listen. I
that's
will
the only
say
thing I can think
for
of.
Good head. For good head, yeah, 100%.
I will
that's
say.
I can think of like.
I will
not
say
quick,
this dude.
Like,
nah.
Nah, like
I will say this for good, like
for good
listen,
head,
100%.
I can fuck all day. For good head. If a girl knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Dude was like,
I definitely
not.
Gotta get my dick sucked.
Cause I used to, always, I now being 100% honest, I did used to play that card. I did used to play that card. If you listen to the first episode, you know how I suck dick or whatever. But listen,
you know how I suck dick
listen,
or whatever.
I'm listen, so I used to play that card. Like you know, if a motherfucker came over my house and I wasn't trying to fuck, I would literally put everything I had into like sucking his dick.
I respect that.
And he nut. And I'd be like, you know what?
That.
He got his nut. I don't need to get my because I don't want to have like I just don't want to have sex tonight. So it's like if I have to suck the skin off of your dick, bitch, I'm just gonna do that.
I'm
I'll make sure you get your nut. I don't have to get mine tonight because I don't want to get mine tonight. But I don't want you to come over here for no reason or whatever. You know, I want you to be satisfied. You know,
yeah.
My nigga, whatever.
But, you see, that's,
but a dude, that's a, but a dude caught on to that, and he was just like, "Nah, I see what you're trying to do," and I'm just like,
"What's the problem?"
I was like, "What?
If I don't fuck with a girl, I'll have her give me head, and I'll just roll over and go to bed."
Well, yeah, me too.
That's not a bad thing. Though.
Like, if I really don't want to fuck with you, like, just like one day can talk.
I do. Anytime I'm doing,
I'm cool
I give
that.
My all. Like,
that's really not a bad
I'll
thing.
I'll never forget. There was this one guy, and this was before my relationship. So it was what 3-4
listen,
years
that was a
ago?
Disclaimer. He had to put that out there.
Girl, right? I told you, my nigga is crazy. Y'all think that shit sweet? Fucking with a nigga who shoots till you actually get one, then you be worried about your ass getting capped.
Baby, I've been on both sides of the fence.
Look,
so I know what it's like to have a sugar.
Right. Nigga, I'll kill you too. Bitch.
Yeah, right. And he done said it before too. He's been like, I'll kill you and me. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh. But you know that's
it sounds good.
You know, nigga, real crazy.
That's
though.
Look, that's another story for another time. But anyway, so I had just growing up, and I had watched porn, and I had seen the females because I am a gay male, but I like strip porn. I don't know why. Don't ask me. It's weird.
It's okay.
It's okay because I like gay porn.
Yes, she does like
and
gay porn.
I don't. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yes, she does. She loves that.
So I can't get off to gay porn.
I like gay porn. I like straight porn.
But anyway, I saw the girl and she was giving head. I'm like, huh. And the guy's eyes was rolling back in his head. And he pretty much pulled his dick out of her mouth and came on her face. And obviously the porn was long. So they had to cut the scene and reshoot because she made him come. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, the next time I'm going to have sex, I'm going to do this. But, you know, I'm going to make sure that, you know, I'm OD with it. So, you know, this guy was like, you know, he pulls his dick out and I go to, you know, proceed to give him head or whatever. And so the next thing you know, mind you, usually before sex, I've had a cocktail or 12. That's just nothing.
Or 12?
So, you know, I was, you know, going in. And the next thing you know, I'm like, oh, it didn't sound the same. It just popped in my head. It's like, damn, it don't sound like the way her shit was sounding. So I proceed to open up the back of my throat.
Oh, bitch, yes.
Oh, that second part of the throat.
Yes. And I was I started gagging and choking. I mean, I was crying. Snot was coming out of my nose. And the next thing you know, he was like, wait. And this man just busted all over himself. And I'm like,
niggas like to see niggas cry.
So sorry. And he was like, oh, no, you don't got to be sorry. He was like, 2 seconds. I was like, okay, I'm going to go get, you know, a paper towel out of the kitchen. Man, I came back and he was like, do it again.
Ooh.
I was like,
first of all, bitch, my throat got to heal.
I was about to say, I'm going to have laryngitis fucking
bitch, my throat got to heal. Wait.
It's more than that.
Do it again.
Like, I've been having girls that, like, emotion behind it.
Like I said, like, niggas like to see niggas cry. Like,
I was, when I
personally, like, if I see tears come out your fucking eyes, I'm like, oh, yes.
I was.
Even feel good, though.
I'm glad somebody explained that to me because I never understood it.
I was
because I would be crying and niggas would be like, yeah. And I'm just like, bitch, this
hurts. It's like,
I'm like, bitch, this is kind of hurting me, but you like it, so I'm going to keep going.
100%.
I don't understand it, but I mean,
I understand
it. Listen, when them tears be falling and you can't stop it and you just be, you be like, But look, he had a point though. When you hear it, when they hear it, and then they pull your head down more, you go,
they'd be like, bitch, I want that shit to hit the wart.
Yeah, because it's like, because you really talk to me, and I can't really, like, even on Twitter.
But that's the sacrifice that you go through when you say,
I'm gonna let a girl do her own thing.
Period.
Twitter will.
Because you, like, I've been in the same position. Like, I like that shit, but I also do that because I know I like it.
Like, that's the, like, I don't know what the new girls got going on nowadays, but that's what you call the definition of being a dick.
Can I tell you something real quick? So, I remember I was watching this thing on Pornhub, right? Okay, so, you know, Pornhub shows you, like, a little, like, clips of previews or whatever.
Oh, right. Like,
so, listen, dude was, like, beating this girl shit up, right? From the previews. So, I click on it, and I'm watching. Tell me why this girl. Now, I got it. I'm going to show you the tip of this, bitch. This girl was sucking this man dick, like,
bro,
and I said, wait.
That's so weird.
Like, I said, wait. That's so weird. This fuck scene, I'm like, I can't even watch this whole video no more because you're literally just.
Mm-mm. And she was doing that, bro, on the whole.
She was doing this on the whole dick, and I'm like, bitch, I ain't never seen. I'm like, I ain't never seen nobody lick a fucking dick like they licking envelopes, bitch.
First of all, girls,
and I was done.
Girls lately, especially like. They be doing that. Like, I have not hooked up with them. So, I used to fuck with older girls. Like, so you need to, not necessarily, like, older, but, like, probably, like, 4 or 5 years older than me. And, like, those are the girls that were, like, fucking, they were dangerous.
You a cougar chase.
And then, but yes. now I'm fucking with girls my own age and shit. They need to fucking, y'all give that fucking young. Barely sucking the tip head. And it's
but,
like,
see, that is why I prefer older men. Because older men know how to.
But it makes me feel bad. Just like,
because I am all for you.
Mm-hmm. If I'm in a relationship with a girl, though, like, I'll explain to her, I'm like, I'll tell a girl, like, if you suck my dick before, like, we have sex, like, it's gonna be bad, and then she'll try it, and then I don't come, then she gets all insecure, and it's like, and I try to explain to her, like, look, like, something we can work on.
Look, girl, I'm holding my comeback, so we can continue to fuck.
But listen, I feel like sucking dick is the equivalent of eating ass, like, you know, you eating ass, you, like you eating ass, you know, you get, you know, you getting it ready, but it's like, you know, yeah. I'm not about to have you stick no dry dick in me, so let me just get all this.
Like if dick. I really fuck with you, like I'm gonna eat your ass,
right?
Because that's like you sucking my dick. Like I'm not just about to, like if I fuck with you and you don't suck my dick, like I don't even want to fuck you.
Hold on, let me ask you guys this: because y'all suck dick?
Because
is it do y'all suck dick differently? Like if you're given a blowjob, like with the intent to get him off. Versus like before no. sex blow up. Is it
so
the same
I'm
thing?
Giving I'm sucking like I said, dick I, with the in, not the intent to get you off, but the intent to
because I've noticed girls give nigga, me two different types of head. So it's before head hard. Sex like, or like I'm getting you off head.
Well, I don't know about that. I still dick.
And that's why they can't get you so off because that's their intent to get you
it's
off.
It's
and
now they're trying to. I enjoy those tears. I enjoy that gag, like that whole throat feeling. Like I like that shit.
So, you know, if you decide you want to get off, hey, baby, cool. If you don't get off, well, we can proceed, you know, to the next round of the event. But for me, bitch,
yeah.
You're going
to be my bitch. Yes, I'm fucking in.
You are going to drop those drawers, and you are going to let me slob, sup, choke, cry, spit, all of that. I need to do the shawoo-wop, shabam, and all of that.
You need the tears. You need the spit. You need the gags. You need all. You need to open up your throat and win, bitch. Listen, you're a champ and you can do it.
Okay, so do men fake it?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah. Girl, all the time.
You asked that question and you knew, girl.
She knew the answer. I'm just saying.
Do men fake it? Like, do girls fake it?
Hell yeah. What you
doing? Right, so girl, what you doing?
I don't like hurting feelings.
I'm very big on people's feelings.
If I'm not into it, I'm going to let you know because you're going to see it on my face.
Yeah, me too.
You're going to see it on my face, my me body too. Language, whatever. You're going to know that I'm not into it.
Me too.
And if you keep fucking me, I'm going to be pissed because now I feel like...
Me too.
I feel like now you're just being disrespectful. Even though you may not know...
I'm going to fake it and not fuck with you.
See, I won't fake it. I swear to God. I swear to God, I don't fuck people that
I don't fake it now because I'm older, but back in the day, I used to... Because only because, again, you know, you have certain type of men who, like he said, like younger men, they don't... A lot of younger boys get excited. They get really excited, especially when they see somebody that they think that they couldn't ever have, or they end up running into this person with these cool vibes. So they get excited, and they just wanna, you know, they just wanna go. It's like a dog in heat. Like you just wanna.
No, for real.
They don't understand that you know you have it's a process. So you know, you done did all of this, and now you ain't giving me time to you know. Suck on you and fuck on you and you just want to suck on me and fuck on me because you excited but you know like you say I don't like hurting feelings so I'm the type okay go ahead you know better do your thing. The only time I'll tell somebody to get from behind me is if you're hurting me. That's something I won't fake shit through that,
right?
Because you're not finna hurt me because I'll never forget that shit scared the fuck out of me. One time I had sex and you know girl I went back there to clean myself up and I saw red.
Oh.
It was I went in the room and I was like, what the fuck did you do to me? So you know, it's a process. But you know, sometimes you do have to fake it.
But can we also talk about niggas that need to know what they're doing?
Oh yeah, like you have to know what you're doing. Like you can't
because niggas will fuck you up.
Look, a lot of people don't know what they do.
Especially and let me tell y'all something, especially for you boys, and this is to all you boys out there, because I know y'all listen. You sit at home all motherfucking day and you jack off 8-9 times a day. Your dick is a muscle. So when y'all be coming around with these big ass dicks, cause I'll tell you quick, no, it's too big. I will give you head. Well, I mind you, I'm another disclaimer, I'm speaking in the third person. This is previously. But if you have a big ass dick, 9 times out of 10, sweetheart, you not gonna get no play. And that's just
period.
Oh, it's too big.
Yeah, it's no, there's no way.
I run from too big.
But that's why I have always. That's why I have a certain type of Caucasian male that I like because you know, just not all Caucasians, but you know, the vast majority. You know, they swinging on the shorter side. So you know, you can actually enjoy sex. But the only thing with them is they ain't got no fucking rhythm. Like they just like at least a black person will go with the music. Damn. A white person they just get it.
First of First of all.
And then they be, ooh.
I'm offended.
And I'm just like, y'all. And then you be really asking yourself, you be like, damn, I know you ain't never had no chocolate before because, baby, you don't know how to act. And like, it gets to the point when you're not even enjoying sex no more. You just enjoying the fact that they have a good time. Up. Like, look, hey, do it for the culture. But you know, I will say, and I know it's so racist, I laugh about it now, but it wasn't funny at the time, but it's funny now. The first white guy I did of a sleep with, he actually, while we were having sex, I think he was just into it because it was just him, but he called me his slave.
Oh. I'm out. I'm leaving.
Fuck?
I'm leaving.
Okay, we.
I'm leaving. Didn't we talk about that today, though? Like how race play is like a thing with people.
Like he literally, like I asked him.
It really is, and we talk about it all the time.
After the fact, I asked him. Race thing really do be a thing. He was like, that got him off.
It really do be a thing. Exactly.
Like he was like, I was.
I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, he was like, I was thinking about slavery. And I'm just like, okay, so you have very fucked up parents.
No, I fuck with a lot of black girls, and I would never say anything along those
lines. You better not.
Okay, so you guys have all dated or had sex with people of a different race?
Oh, yes. Girl, absolutely. Yes.
So I've never slept with anybody that wasn't black.
See,
Colombian man is where it's at, honey. Let me tell you.
My last nigga was Colombian.
I fuck with white girls because I have to. How about what happened for you?
But it was terrible.
I'm sick of you.
He was terrible.
I'm telling you, when I tell Colombian, I'm talking about in Miami. White linen suit on, getting out of a Porsche, had on a little nice little loafer. Girl just gold just from head to toe. And I'm just walking by with, you know, finna go eat with my friends. And he just stopped me and grabbed me and he said something in Spanish. I don't even know what he said. I just gave him my number, girl. I'm like, girl. The next thing you know, bitch, he was flipping me for doom at the end of the night. And when I say flipping me, bitch, flipping me. I mean, he was thrashing my shit. And I'm just like, oh my God. And I had to ask him after. I'm like, why did you go so hard? He was like, I've never been with a black person before.
Oh.
He was like, I don't think I'll ever be with anyone like you again. Bitch, we had to go at it again. Just the way he talked was just immaculate. I mean, I couldn't walk the next day.
Bored?
Yeah, I was pigeon-toed. Girl, I was tipping up out of his hotel room, girl, like the cunt.
Next
the morning after. Like, I had been wearing heels all night.
Bitch.
I mean, he flipped. He had a balcony. We was all out there. People was looking. Girl, I didn't give a fuck. I mean, he had the long, like, Mexican hair where he had to keep doing this. Bitch sent me. Okay? Colombian men is where it's at. Black men, y'all cool, too. But y'all be doing the most. White men, like I said, no rhythm. But, you know. But you want me to tell you something? I will say, as much race that's going on in the world and all this racial inequality, I will honestly and truly say that white men, especially white gay men, but I just think white men in general, when they do date outside of their race, it's the divine love that they have. Like, I dated a white guy and he treated me better than I've been treated, like, in a long time. Like, it was always love. It was always, do I need anything? It was always about me. And even when I was reciprocating that love, he would try to over reciprocate what I was reciprocating. And you know, I see people slandering white people, you know, saying that, oh, they're saying Black Lives Matter just because, and they don't really get that some of these white people, they actually care about us. Like, they actually, yeah, like, they literally see what we're going through. Like, so, you know, I will say that about white men. Like,
if they date
a black person, they, or a Spanish person, they give it all they got. Like, he gave, like, they're just there. And even out here, and I learned that out here with San Diego being, you know, so gay friendly, like, you just see them in their relationships and they just look so much happier. Mm-hmm. Like, they look so much happier when they're dating, when they're in relationships, when they're married. They do more things together, like, mm-hmm. And you know, that's a part of their culture. You know, sometimes we forget to see the good just because of all the bad that's going on. But mm-hmm. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Because, no, for real.
If any black girls are listening to this, hit my line.
Girl, do everything not he just said. Girl, do not
he don't like to get his dick sucked before fucking.
Okay, right. First of all,
I got a question now.
And trust and believe, a black female gonna suck your dick before
Hello.
Stick it in there.
I got a question.
I don't know where you got that from.
Can I ask this question?
Real quick. You want to ask?
Okay, so I know we touched briefly on it, but so you know.
Can I do a line with you? Oh, I thought he was in there doing a line.
Do you want one?
He got the sniffles.
No, I don't need to. The last time I did coke, I was up for 24 hours and I cried because I couldn't go to sleep.
I think that was mad.
Bitch, that was me when I did that edible.
That was not cool. Oh, no.
Bitch, when I did that edible, I laid there on that couch and I was just like, bitch, I
just want to go to sleep.
I just want to go to
sleep. The only reason I don't get high is because when I get high, I get stupid horn. Oh, my God. Oh. When I eat an edible, I have to get fucked.
Like, wait, I have to. Can I?
Wait, okay, so, okay, so I'm going to ask this question real quick. Okay, so I know I said foreplay required, but what about, like, kissing?
So, kissing for me is cool, and it's like, you know, he been saying all night, if I fuck with you, and even if I don't, the vibe, like, we have to be in that vibe, like, I mean, good conversation, you know, just, I enjoy your company and your presence. If it's more so just a fuck, then I don't feel the need to kiss you.
Right.
Exactly. Kissing, and you know what? Believe it or not, I'll share something else with y'all. I have a sister who is, you know, it's my sister. I love my sister to death, but it's just what she is. My sister is a hoe. And my sister, she tells you, like, completely. I know, right? It's funny. People laugh all the time, but that's what she
is. What do you mean? Oh, you mean, like, her job?
Yeah. She's a legit, like... Yeah, she's, okay. Like, got her own apartment, like, coins, Chanel bags, all that. She doesn't, she fucks for the car.
Oh, that's she's a top tier.
It's common. Yeah.
I love that. Good for her. Good.
But she won't.
She's doing it right.
Unless you pay.
She's doing it right.
Unless you pay, like, it's extra if you pay. But if not, she doesn't like kissing because it requires a different level of intimacy.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
And like, even in one of my favorite movies, Pretty Woman. I don't kiss on the mouth. Julia Roberts said it in the movie. Because when you're in that line of work or just when you're just having sex, kissing is going into the threshold of,
kissing is totally different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
It's not animalistic like
for
sex.
Sure.
Yeah, like sex, you can just be like, oh, cool, you know, y'all just kissing on each other. But like actually kissing on the mouth, like that's when you get to the point of passion, intimacy, and you know, that's the type of shit where you be like, I want to see you again.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't want to give nobody the wrong idea.
And I honestly feel like kissing is how a lot of people started out. Like, that was, well, for me, I'll speak on it. Like, that was my very first impression of intimacy was kissing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, the very first, like, intercourse I ever had, like, I started out kissing.
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, we were all in high school, so, you know.
Well, yeah, and I know, and a lot of people say that, right? Like, high school and this and that, but at the end of the day, like, kissing goes a long fucking way. Like, you can sit here and suck my dick. Like, I'll let anybody. Not anybody.
I was about to say that's nasty.
But I'll let somebody suck my dick.
Before you let them kiss me.
Before I let them kiss me on the fucking lips. And the reason for that is, like you said, it's a whole other different level of intimacy, right? And if I don't fuck with you, I'm not kissing you. There have been people that there have been people that I fucked with. Like, I was in a whole ass long-term relationship. And I knew it was the end of it when I didn't want to kiss the nigga.
Yeah, once you don't want to,
like, I didn't want to kiss you anymore. Like, look, we could fuck, you could suck my dick, but I don't want to kiss you. Like, don't even, like,
because it feels forced. You don't feel any.
Because at that point, like, I feel like if I'm kissing you, like, it's really because I fuck with you.
Yeah, like that's why I was saying it's like to the point where, you know, I like spending time with you, like, outside of sex, like, because you don't have to kiss somebody to have sex. Like, I could see you.
Right.
Well, let me not say this, and you know, I'm attacking Bo again because you know he's my punching bag. But you know, that's what the white children do when they get drunk, girl. They like to be in the bathrooms and the clubs and shit, and they like to kiss on each other.
But they not. But okay, so
no,
okay.
I agree with that. That's
okay. So a lot of them like, okay, I'm not gonna say a lot of them, but I'm like, I know a couple. I guess a couple of them that's not even really good at it. So yeah, it's like, me personally, I already don't like to be kissed on, like.
Bitch, what do you like?
Bitch, nothing. We're getting into that.
Dick? Me?
No, listen. I do love though. But no, I'm talking about, like, you know, just about random dudes. Like, I don't want you to kiss on me. But it's like, you know. Ew, bro, get over yourself.
Oh my God, is that what I think it is?
Yes.
You are a whore.
But look, I don't want to, like, I don't want to, like, you know. Love you, friend. I don't want to say, you know, I don't like to be kissed or whatever. Like, you know, like I said, if I fuck with you, like you can kiss me or whatever. But it's just like, if I give you that okay to kiss me and you're bad at it, and I know one dude, he bit me. And he kept biting my lip.
That shit
like,
will fuck me.
He kept biting my lip, but it wasn't like, you know, an intimate bite. It was like,
it hurt. Oh, that's how it
and I was just for. And I was just like, yeah, I don't. So me, I don't really look at myself as like being a mean person, but I was like, whoever taught you that, leave it with them.
And not only that.
And he was like, what do you mean? And I'm like, that doesn't feel good to me. And after that,
yeah,
it's like, we kind of just fell off because I'm like.
No, a little bite feel good when it's like a nibble.
Right, a little nibble. But you're literally biting my lip like you're biting a fucking chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, bitch, now my lip is bleeding and I'm pissed.
My whole dick is soft.
Ooh, check this out. He did bite you because he thought you were a
piece. And not only that, but my friends that know me. Y'all know this about me. I've had stitches on my lip, like, what, like 3-4 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
So, I've had people bite my lip, and I don't know if y'all know, but I got stitches on the outside and on the inside, so this whole part of my lip right here is really, like, super sensitive, right?
Okay.
And I've had niggas bite my lip, and I swear to God, I don't want to fight.
Right, when somebody bites your lip
like,
that
I want to fight, because
you
want
to fight.
Like, it's not even that I have the stitches, but that makes it more sensitive. It's just the fact that, like, who bites a lip like that? Like, nigga.
And you know what else?
And you don't bite it hard.
You know what else?
So when you
and I don't like my nipples like that either.
I was literally just going to say that.
People be fucking on your nipples like, nigga, what are you doing?
Now, listen. Okay, so I have my nipples pierced.
Be gentle on my fucking
nipples. I have my nipples pierced, and they do bit me to the point where my like, it opened the wound back up.
That shit
and I'm like, bitch, these things are healed. And you bit me, and now I feel like you just try to bite my ring out of my fucking nipple.
I don't like
and now I'm pissed. We never even got to sex. Like, I walked in, I had my shirt off, but I had my pants still on. You're sucking on my nipples or whatever, and then you decide you just want to bite me. So he bit me the first time, and you know me. I mean, you would know me, but it's like I pushed his head away, like, you know, like and I kept saying, I was like, So then he bit me again, and I was like, I'm going home. And he was like, what?
No, for real.
He was like, what? And I was just like, I'm like, that doesn't feel good. And he's like, okay, I'll stop. Listen, it's too late. My dick's off. I'm ready to go.
Look, you done fucked up.
You done fucked up. Now, because like I said earlier, if you turn me off, it is so hard to get that back.
Oh, yeah.
And we're talking about not even for that night. We're talking about for the rest of my life.
Look.
Maybe even yours, too. It is so hard to get. It's so hard for me to even be attracted or even look at you with any type of attraction once you'd have fucked that up.
Yeah, once I'm turned off, that's it.
Right, once I'm turned off, that's it. And it's like a bad thing because like you might be a good person, you might like have some good tendencies, you might have some good qualities, but it's like you may have just had a bad moment. But with me, I'm so like. And I get now people say, you know, they're set in their ways. Like, oh, people get set in their ways or whatever. Like, I'm so set in, like, how I am and how I want to be treated and how I want to, you know, do whatever to the point where if you're not doing it right, I'm not even about to, you know, go there with you. I'm just about to be like, you know, bye, later. Like, done. But I don't know. Like, kissing, if I don't fuck with you, don't put your mouth on me.
For me, like, I mean, you already know this. The rest of y'all motherfuckers don't know this. And this is going to send some of you through the fucking wall. But I don't hook up unless... Like, I've never hooked up unless I fuck. Like, I fuck with someone for a long time, like, before I even kiss them. Like, I get to know someone before. Like, if I'm going to fuck you, we're going to get to know each other. Because, like, it's a part. Like, I got to like who you are personally before I fuck with you. Like,
I have to get into that, though.
So, like, for me, like, once we get to the point where, like, we connect like that, like, we in the point where I'm probably going to want to kiss you. So, like, but that being said, like, I've definitely gone back and fucked with people that I used to fuck with, and, like, there's no kissing involved at that point. Mm-hmm. But, like, I've never just, like, had a hookup where, like, we just fucking, like, don't kiss and shit. Like, I don't know. That's just
I have. Well, baby, I'm gonna just go ahead and tell y'all now, niggas don't be kissing me anyway, because the boys I fuck with be fresh out of jail with their trash bag in their hands. They're waiting on me to pick them up, baby.
That's the mood right there.
They just be getting,
come on, Robert Presley.
They just be getting center. Out of jail, and they be, girl. Okay, so I remember this one boy. I was at, you know, because, you know, I'm from the South. I was in this little wretch asshole in the wild gay club or whatever. And I was young, too. I had to be, like, 17. I was still in high school. And mind you, I was spending the summer with my cousin. So, you know, she... Older, she had already knew the tea, you know, so she kind of let me be gay how I wanted to be. So she was like, we're going to go visit my mom in Florida this weekend. I'm going to take you to the club down there, blah, blah, blah. Cool. Never been to a club in Florida in my life. Bitch, got in the club, man. You know, oh, everything is cool. They playing the jams. You know, I'm vibing, you know, rolling my little Debbie cakes, all the good things. And this boy walked up behind me. And all he said was, damn, you fine, in my ear. And he didn't say it. He pretty much whispered a sweet nothing in my ear. And I turned around because I'm like, who is this? I'm like, it's probably somebody daddy. Because that back then, I didn't like older men. Bitch, I turned around, 6'1", dreads, and a mouth full of gold. When I tell you, I could have taken him to the bathroom right then and there, if that would have been that. But you know,
not your business.
I had to, you know, I had to, I, you know, I was like, we exchanged numbers, and he was like, I want to hang out with you tomorrow, blah, 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 this, that, and the third. You know, my cousin, she all for it. She like, yes, blah, 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 okay. So, you know, I get back to her house, and, you know, I wake up early the next day, go on, clean myself out, make sure I'm not going to eat nothing all day, you know, grab me a little bag of. You know, the little yellow bag of Lay's, girl. No seasoning, you know. Have me a little chip.
Originals.
Right. Have me a little chip between everything. Shy, this man came and got me and took me back to his house. Mind you, didn't know he sold drugs till after the fact. And, you know, we just sitting on the couch and, you know, blase, blase. And he started touching on me and I started touching on him. Girl, y'all know how the game go. Long story motherfucking short. I tried to kiss him. He was like, you sure you want to do that? I don't want to change your life. I respect the nigga because if I had kissed him, I probably would have been somewhere in jail behind him because the dick was toxic. It was very toxic. And kissing to that, catastrophe. My life just would have been over. I'd have just probably been somewhere trying to kill myself. But yeah, that whole kissing, girl, if you don't plan on doing nothing with nobody for no long term, don't be putting your lips on nobody because I'm telling you, when that door open, bitch, it's hard to close. Niggas be like, oh, I got toxic dick. No, you don't have toxic dick. You just put your mouth on this bitch and she don't know how to act.
Ooh. Come on now. Not for real.
That's how it is. Niggas be like, oh, I got toxic dick. No, for real. That's why you bitch won't leave me alone. No, you didn't fuck her good. You kissed her in all the right places and in her mouth and touched on her. And now she thinks she in love. The dick probably wasn't hitting on shit.
At all.
Because both of y'all really ain't got like good dick, no way. That's why gay men only fuck with gay men now, because we know how we want to be fucked.
Ooh.
But you know what? Gay men don't even... A lot of gay men don't even know how gay men like to be fucked. That's the crazy part.
I know, right? Because I don't know what stuff... Like, I'll be watching these videos on Twitter, and I'll be on Pornhub, and I'll really be wanting... And you know what? That's another topic. And I know this is going to be really uncomfortable.
Oh, it's all good. No,
so sorry.
I was fucking around earlier. He's ruining me already. We're going to take a break real quick. We're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to bring this shit back. Bring this shit the fuck back.
That's
old school Nikki, but you know, we got like 3 minutes left. Whatever.
Well, girl, you know I don't.
Where we at? So, yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Yeah, bye.
When y'all were...
Don't never stop if you want to be on top, bitch. I'm kidding.
No.
No, but we're back, though. But that's on what?
That's on mom.
Hey, bitch. Okay, so we're back.
Oh, mama.
We're back.
That's
talking shit as usual. Episode 38 of Shameless Pillow Talk is out.
Listen to that shit.
Out for the shit. It's a long one, but bitch, you if you was on the live, you'll know.
It was beautiful. It really was
beautiful. All right, so you're gonna go get him.
Talking.
I really appreciate you.
She probably needs reloaded.
Thank you so much. Okay, so
I think we got like a little.
Okay, so next topic, you know, because we always get off onto these deep ass tangents. This might be a deep one, but whatever. Like, my friend is here, so he got to talk about his shit. How about we normalize punching niggas in the face for lying?
Oh, that's my topic. Yeah. Hey, so, if you don't know, if you ain't heard it in the voice, I'm definitely from South Georgia. That's with an F, not a TH, South. So, look, men, especially, and you know, with the times we're in, we should be not using this word, but girl, it just fits. So I'm going to say it. Excuse me if I'm offending anybody, but niggas, yo.
Niggas.
Y'all do not have to lie. Like, at this point, not it's 2020. Like, if you're lying to me, you deserve to get your shit rocked. Why? Because you don't have to lie to me. Why? Because I'm a big girl. I can handle anything that you throw at me.
Come on, Jasmine.
If you tell me that you don't want to be with me, cool. I'll go find somebody else. If you tell me that you don't like this color that we putting on this wall, tell me that. Because when you lie, you carry that baggage around, and now you put in a strain on what we got going on. So now I gotta work overtime to make sure that that strain is unstrained, to make sure you're okay, when all you had to do in the first place was tell the truth. And even lying about the bitches y'all be fucking, like, if they're that ugly, then you shouldn't be fucking them. Like,
and not only that, but like, my mom used to always tell me, like, growing up, like, don't lie to people. Like, my mom, like, her biggest thing is like just being honest, right? And so the deal with that was, like, growing up, I always heard, like, when you lie to people, you don't allow them to act on things how they should be able to. Like, you don't, I didn't even say that right, but y'all know what I mean, right?
False narrative.
Like, you don't allow them to go based off of the truth, right?
You, allow them to
you can sit here and fucking lie to somebody and have them thinking some shit is this and that and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? They can't even make they decisions properly because they over here thinking like it's something else than what it is, right? When you're honest with someone, at the end of the day, they can sit here and be like, okay, that nigga was honest with me. Like, he may have hurt, but guess what? I know the truth and I know what I can do from here going forward.
Exactly. But also, people be lying about some dumb shit. They're like,
and they do.
Like, if they would have told you the
every
truth, you'd be like, you would have shrugged out.
Me, shit. If
but
you
since lying, they lied about
it's stupid.
Like, they lied about it for so long that by the time you finally get the truth, you're like, I'm done with you. Like, fuck you.
Wait,
like,
but remember me telling
every
you.
Every lie is not dumb, though, because I know, well, maybe she has, so I'll give you know, Jazz a pass. But I know ain't none of the rest of you motherfuckers done set up with no motherfucking 2-year-old asking about motherfucking Santa Claus. Yes, he's real. Take your ass to sleep. He'll be here in the morning. Okay.
But you know what? Remember me telling you.
Yeah, we're talking about grown-ass adults, though. You ain't lying to me.
But remember, remember me telling you, I was talking to a nigga for a week. Literally for a week. Like I talked to him for a little longer, but it was like, because it's like, I realized he was lying, but it was like, I was talking to you for a week. Why? What are you lying to me for? Like, I kept it real with him. I'm like, you know what? We, like, I talk to other people. Like, whatever. He's just like, oh, no, you like, he's like, I like to, you
that's
know.
That's how I am.
He's like, you know, I'm like, honest. Like, I, like, because I don't want you thinking you're the only one and you not. So he was like, you know, I like to, you know, focus on that one person that, you know, I'm with. But then you messaged that nigga back there. Like, dead ass messaged him. And he sent it to me. Mm. So you talk, but you blocked me so that you can continue doing this. So I'm like, what? I'm like, you're literally doing a. I'm like, but you're doing a lot for somebody that I've only known for a week. Like, you have no reason to lie to me at all.
You ain't gotta lie.
Weird shit. It's weird. Like, fucking lie. Like, what the fuck are you lying for? Like, that lying shit is stupid. Like, we're old. Like, you're older than me. So we're adults. We're all adults.
That shit don't matter.
Right, exactly. Like we said before, age don't matter. That's what we're talking about.
Really,
that's what we're talking about. That's just, well, yeah, that was part of the
whatever. Okay, Aaliyah.
But no, but no, I was talking about the last episode. But I just feel like if you lie to me and I catch you in a lie, I am susceptible to knocking your teeth in.
Yeah. Normalize a bunch of people who lie.
Because it's like, there was no reason for you to lie to me. Like, yeah, whatever. Like, I've always said, you know, if you're trying to lie to me to protect my feelings, they're my feelings and my feelings only. I don't need you to protect me from shit. I can protect my own self. If I feel some type of way about it, I can, you know, figure it out what I'm going to do about it. But it's like, at least if you told me the truth, I know how to carry on from then on, from like here on out. So it's like, you can tell me the truth about something. And you know what? I'm more likely to fuck with you because you told me the truth. Because I'm like, now I feel like you are a real one.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be lying. Well, first of all, it shouldn't matter who you talk to. Anyway, we've only been talking for a week. We're not in a relationship. We don't have a title. That's number one. Number two, you shouldn't be lying to me if you fucking with other people or not. And we're not in a relationship. Long as when I pick up the phone and you available and you bringing me the slammer, cool.
Bitch, the what?
The slammer girl.
Bitch, you better come ring this shit out.
I told her earlier, thrash my shit, bitch. Flip me, bitch, if that's what you gonna do, then that's perfectly fine. You don't have to like, oh, I ain't got time. Cool. You ain't gotta be like making up a whole bunch of excuses like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing. If you're not at work, you're not at work. If you don't want to fuck, you don't want to fuck. If you don't want to be in a relationship, you don't want to be in a relationship. But to sit here and lie, and to even get deeper into it, because it's becoming so common now. Y'all lie because y'all don't want anybody else to have somebody. You cannot keep me to yourself.
Ooh.
Like, you cannot do that. Really, like, if you want to go be with Susan, Mary, Joe, Tom, and whoever, then go be with them.
Yeah, but people will lie to you to keep them.
To keep me.
To, like, keep you right here.
To
like,
keep me.
Like, they going to tell you what they know you want to hear. Because they know,
you don't want me to treat nobody else the way I treat you. So you gonna lie because you, it would kill you on the inside to see me doing what I'm doing with you with somebody else. But you know what the gag is I would never do what I'm doing with you with them, because more than likely they're gonna treat me better. So I'm gonna go further than I went with you. Mm-hmm. So you already gonna be sick. Mm-hmm. But then you got the nerve to throw a lie on top of it. Like, it's pointless. Like, if you don't wanna be, if you wanna go live your, if you want to go live your little nasty life, go live your little nasty life. I can go live my little nasty life too, but that's just not a thing for me. So, you know, just in this generation, you know, everything is so media-based. Like, everybody goes to the media for everything. Like, people don't sit and have conversations no more. Like, sliding in the DMs, you know, like, shooting your shot. Like, I come from the school where, you know, I'm trying to go holler at somebody. Like, that's the thing. Like, if I see you sitting over there looking like a snack, like, I'm finna walk over there and be like, hey, how you doing? What's your name? You know, have a little conversation, a little razzle-dazzle, then you know I'm asking for the number, and you know we can continue from there. But you know, you bitches nowadays, y'all gotta post thirst traps, y'all have to do all the most. That's why y'all can't keep no nigga now. And then you got bitches like me who have them for 3 or 4 years, and then I give them back to the streets when they piss me off. Like that.
But you know what really fucks me up? Mm-hmm. You know what really fucks me up? Bitch, a voluntary lie. Now, I didn't ask you for this lie. You just told this lie.
You told me.
Like, I didn't walk in.
You made this shit up.
Right. I didn't walk in and be like, well, bitch. Oh, like, hey, what color is the sky? Like, you just walked in and was just like, bitch, the sky is purple today. And I'm just like, but why? Like, what reason would you have to lie at that point? Like, we could have just had a regular fucking conversation. Now you're just stupid and fucking.
And let me tell you what, I'm gonna tell you what else is stupid too.
Let me keep my mouth shut.
Most people know, okay? Most people have common sense. When you ask a person a question and you ask the question a certain way, 9 times out of 10, a normal human being is gonna click in their head like,
oh, damn, shit. They know.
So if I'm asking you who is this person, and you lie,
and be lying,
I'm asking you, I'm telling you, I'm like, please don't lie to me.
I'm asking you because I know.
Right,
I'm not asking you because I really want.
Can I be real
to figure it out?
Can,
like,
I be real?
I know what the fuck is going.
Can
on.
Can I be real with y'all? So okay.
That's
okay.
Called stupid lying.
Okay, so
my
look.
Dad used to beat our ass for shit like that.
Okay, so look. So look.
I learned stuff doing
so
it.
So look.
Like, once you caught, you caught.
So look, my ex was like,
be honest.
My ex was like, hey, you know, I'm gonna take some time and I'm gonna go visit my family and blah blah blah, my family in Texas, and you know, all, you know, whatever, like whatever. I was like, okay, cool. Like, mind you, I'm like, you don't have any family in Texas, but whatever. I'm like, maybe your family just moved to Texas. So me and my homegirl, we're sitting. He leaves and he goes to like the gas station to go get whatever. So we're like, me and my homegirl talking. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this man is leaving me, and for somebody who lives in Texas. And my homegirl was like, why would you say that? And I'm just like, girl, because he doesn't have any family in Texas. So then as I'm on, you know, just randomly on Instagram, he posted a picture. And I saw this dude that lives in Texas that, you know, was scrolling through, like, you know, was liking his shit. So I went on his page, was scrolling through every picture, and he had left, you know, hearts, whatever, on every little picture. And I was like, I'm pretty sure this is the dude that he's leaving me for in Texas. And he was, and they're like, but why? And I'm like, this man does not have any family in Texas. You could have just been like, I'm going to go visit my family, and that would have been okay. But you was just like, I'm going to Texas to go visit my family, blah, blah, blah. So then, I'm like, I already know you're lying. And then the next morning, the boy's like, hey, can I talk to you real quick? And I was just like, son of a bitch. Like, I just knew. I just had this conversation less than 12 hours ago. And, bitch, I didn't expect you to hit me up so soon. It's kind of like he was listening out the fucking window. But, bitch, I was just like, you didn't have to volunteer that fucking lie. You could have just been like, look, bitch, I'm about to, like, go. And that's just it. But you're stupid. And I'm like, you're trying to fuck with somebody that I know. And then you're like, I'm going to Texas.
But you're not explaining too much. That's
what you're right. You're explaining the situation. And it's just like, but why? Like, nobody asked you anything. Nobody asked you where you were going. Nobody said anything to you about that. We were just like, you know, like, he's like, I'm just going to go, you know, visit my family in Texas. Bitch, you ain't got, I've been with you for 3 fucking years. I know you ain't got no fucking family in Texas. So when he left, I was just like, bitch, and I'm like, you're having a going away dinner if you're only leaving for 10 days. Doesn't make any sense to me, but I'm like, I'm not a stupid bitch. Like, I've never been stupid. I know when something doesn't sound right. I know when something doesn't look right. So it's like, people be like, oh, you're just overreacting. You're just, you know, overthinking, bitch. All right. Call it what the fuck you want to call it, but guess what? I'm never going to let you fucking play with me.
Period.
And that's just going to be that. I'm never going to let nobody play with me. Like, just because I look at the big picture of everything and listen to everything you fucking say, because you know you got motherfuckers that are like, you can say shit and they be like, yeah, whatever. And I'm like, bitch, I can tell you exactly what the fuck you said on February 27th, 1997. Just because, you know what, bitch, I just can't forget anything. That's just me. So it's like, bitch, if you're gonna lie about something, make sure it's something I'm not gonna fucking remember. But yeah, I'm like, bitch, like, it just doesn't make any, it really doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it's just like, why lie? Because guess what? Now I feel some type of way because now I found out that you're actually really trying to leave me. But you could have just been like, look, I don't want to do this no more. We've reached the end of it. Like, you know, we should just go our separate ways. And I could have respected you more as a fucking man because guess what? I would have given you that same fucking respect and been like, look, I'm not feeling this no more, you know, whatever. But me, I never said it because of how I was feeling about you at the moment. Like, you know, I was into it, whatever, cool, got it. I'm thinking you're into it. I'm thinking we're going to try and make this work. And then you'd say, you know, you volunteer a lie. And I'll never understand voluntary lies. Like, you know, if I ask you a question and you respond with a lie, like, I'll never understand that either. But for you to just open your mouth and just lie just because the sky is fucking blue, like, bitch, I'll never get that. I'll never understand that.
So while it's fresh in my head, I'm going to go not too off topic, but he had said something about, you know, don't treat me like I'm fucking stupid.
Ever.
So what I want to, again, talking to the young gays, y'all have this thing for, not even young age, just young people in general. Y'all have this thing to where y'all want to call somebody a sugar mama or a sugar person because...
What?
Like a sugar person because y'all have never seen no grown-ass person be there for another person, like, in reality. Like, in today's generation, being there for somebody is posting them on social media, letting the world know that y'all together, you know, doing stupid shit in public. But y'all will call somebody stupid who clean up after a motherfucker, make sure they come home to a clean house, a home-cooked meal, and, you know, make sure that they don't want for nothing.
I said simp shit yesterday. Well, when I last recorded, I said that was simp shit for me. That's what I was called. I was called a fucking simp.
Like, how is that, like, how is that even simple? Like, that, to me, that's being an adult. Like, if I'm in a relationship, of course you're not going to warn for anything. Of course, if I feel like there's something that I think you might like and I see it, I'm going to get it. Like, of course I'm going to make sure you have a clean living environment. I'm going to make sure you always well fed. Like, you bitches nowadays, 12 of y'all sleep in a 2-bedroom apartment and y'all wear each other's clothes. Y'all ain't got shit to show for shit, bitch, but...
what did you just say?
12 of them sleep in a 2-bedroom apartment.
Leave me alone.
And I'm mainly talking to you Atlanta hoes. And I can talk about y'all because that's where I'm from. So I can say the shit. But bitch, a bitch like me, I always got my own. And if I ever want to get up and move, I can move how I want to move. Because that's what the coin gives. you bitches go buy dumbass labels to impress these niggas who y'all don't want to do shit but suck they dick one time and that's it. Bitch, like, it's invest. Word of 2020, invest. That was a topic. What do you want to see for 2020, bitch? You bitches should have been investing. There's no reason during this whole quarantine that people ain't saved no money and paid no bill, paid no shit off. Bitch, I've saved more money than I ever saved in my life and paid 2 credit cards off. Bitch, I know I'm the fish
and
now.
And that's on period.
Bitch.
That's on motherfucking period. What I'm saying.
And my because credit score went up 60 points.
I spent 30 grand.
Listen, I spent the last, I don't know how many fucking years rebuilding. I spent the last, I don't know how many fucking years rebuilding my empire, rebuilding my life. Like, bitch, it took some shit. I had to pay some shit off, you know, pay some fucking people, you know, do some shit, whatever, bitch. I
had to fuck a couple of niggas, had to let you know.
Baby.
You know, tell it. Had to do a few things. I ain't proud of. Had to do suck it. A few dicks.
Listen, but you know what? One thing y'all one thing y'all motherfuckers can never take from me is guess what, bitch? I'm back on it. I'm back on my shit, and that's all. And that's literally all I've ever wanted. But at the end of the day, I've learned from my mistakes. I grew from them, and I know what to do and what not to do. And what I'm not about to do is let another motherfucker take me to the place that I used to be at. Call it what the fuck you want. I don't care. At this point, like, bitch, I want it.
And guess what else, bitch? Boy, this pussy talk English, Spanish, your friends. Boy, this pussy talk.
So, girl, you seem like you sleepy.
She is sleepy.
My friend is sleepy.
I'm
not even with her in the bed.
You leaving?
Yes, my friend needs to sleep.
Oh.
What, did I do something?
Now, mind you, you know, I...
Well, I guess you're leaving in the middle of the podcast. Yeah,
I was just about to say, I don't know.
Say your goodbyes.
So, his name's tonight. He done been Drake tonight. He done been a church queen. He done been a sissy. And so, now he about to leave in the middle of the podcast. So, now he's a deserter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It's cool. We remember him.
And mind
maybe
you...
Maybe not. I don't know.
Mind you, sat over there and said 800 times, are we going to start it?
Right. Are we going to start? We started it.
We started. He packing his shit. If only y'all could see.
It's fine.
But then, you know, you want me to tell you...
And you it's fine. We don't need him.
I'm a quote. You think you're slick asking me for some money? Well, go over there and ask
that bitch
for some money. No. He think he's slick because we were having, you know, during our downtime, we were having a real explicit conversation. And then he told me, ooh, y'all making me wonder. So now he's trying to slip up out of his...
Girl, we don't need him. He can go.
He think he's slick. See, that's what I'm talking about, niggas. They just...
It's fine.
It's crazy because
it's fine. So...
I'm about to go home and get
another. All right, okay. So, so how do you feel about... Do you trust being hooked up with somebody?
Do I trust it? Honestly, I've always lived by this because it's, you know...
When you say being hooked up, what do you
mean?
We're
not talking about you. We're talking about him.
So, I've always lived by it. I think everyone deserves a chance. Unless you are just completely unattracted to me, I am very open to, you know, hooking up with a person. Now, hooking up to me, like I say, I'm from the old school. Hooking up means old blind date. Hooking up is not... One of these little nasty ass app hookups, cause bitch, I wouldn't fuck none of y'all with Satan's.
I'm talking about if somebody just come up to you and be like, "Hey, I got a friend for you."
I'll be like, "Okay, are they cute?" And then you'll be like, "Well, you know, to me they're cute because you know somebody's cute could be."
I'm not with it.
I am.
I'll always take the benefit of the doubt. Like, give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll see it through. But in my experience, I have never in my life had a friend try to hook me up with someone and me find them either, like, if they're attractive, I don't like them mentally. They're not intellectual. Like, we can't have a conversation and that shit, like, over with. Mm-hmm. Or they're not attractive. And, like, so, like, none of my friends have been successful at hooking me up with anybody.
I mean, I've always had the thing where...
I'll see it through.
I've always had the thing where it's like, you know, people will be like, oh, I got somebody that you'll get along with. And I'd be like, I don't get along with nobody. So if you were really
Hello.
My, if you're really my, if you really knew me, if you really fuck with me, you know that I just don't get along with people right off the bat.
My pussy is antisocial.
Like, I don't just get along with people.
You lying ass.
Bitch, I'm going to fill you the fuck out. And if I'm not with the situation, then I'm not bro, with it.
We got along in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah. You listen, you carded me the first time, and I felt some type of way about it, but whatever.
100%.
Whatever.
It's because you're cute. I had to see your age.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
I guess that's what we're going to go with. Okay. So, how you feel about people that aren't single hitting you up in your
get
inbox?
Get the fuck out of... So, I had a chick send me a picture of her tits the other day, and she was married. I fucking screenshotted it and sent it to her husband.
DMing you and all that good shit or whatever.
She did. Fuck that. I fucking hate that shit.
Sent it to her husband.
I did.
Honestly,
she full-ass married.
I honestly, truly believe that if you have the nerve to...
He came at me for it.
If you have the nerve to jump in my DMs and...
Not for real.
You know
them,
you in a
people
hole.
Mostly do.
You jump in my DMs and you know you in a relationship, then you need to pretty much go seek help. Because I'm very, very big on relationships, and I'm very big on treating my significant other the way I want to be treated.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also very big on respecting the man. Like, just because I'm a man myself, my grandmother raised me that way to always respect and treat a man properly. So I'm not going to do certain things. Like, I'm not going to post certain things on social media. I'm not going to be in certain people's faces. I'm not going to, make certain comments towards things because... Even if my man is not around, it's still something internally with me that feels disrespectful.
Awesome.
Ooh,
so
his
much.
Hoes calling while I was talking. Ain't that some shit?
Right.
That's disrespectful ass bitches. But yeah, like if you're in a relationship and you feel the need or the urge to indulge in somebody else, then you should not be in a relationship. Because me, I know I can get irritated with you sometimes, but at the end of the day, I don't see anybody else but the nigga that I'm with. Like, no other man could ever. Now, don't get me wrong, it is some temptation out there. And, even myself, when I went through my whole rough patch with, my nigga, I fell weak to the system, and, I indulged in, some shit with another man, and I felt completely horrible about it. We didn't have sex, but I opened a part of me that was only for my nigga, and that's the difference. Like, you think going out and cheating on somebody because they cheated on you is gonna make them feel bad, but there are different ways of hurting another person that you with. Like, you can hurt somebody and you not even know it, and that's just like Bo said, like, this girl taking pictures of her titties and she got a whole husband. Mm-hmm. She ain't even fucked nobody. But the fact that you out here entertaining other people and you flashing around what's supposed to be mine, that's like a different type of emotional hurt.
Exactly.
So I just don't see it. And Bo, like, he King Petty over here. I wouldn't send what you sent me to your significant other, but I would read your ass fulfilled and call you sad. You would be a sad person to me and miserable, and I would honestly think that you don't deserve happiness.
But you know what? You also can't make these people want to be with you. Like, you can't make somebody like feel a certain way about you. But you can also... You can also take from the situation. If you got somebody and you in my inbox, I'm already looking at you sideways because guess what? If I'm with you, now I feel like you're going to be in somebody else's inbox. I feel like you're never satisfied.
Straight up.
I feel like at that point you're never satisfied, and it's like now you can't be trusted. Like even you hitting me up and you know you got somebody, I already don't trust you. Like, we'll probably never be anything. We won't talk. We won't do anything. I'll never have a trust for you because you're sneaking around on the person that you're supposed to be with. If you don't want to be with this person, you need to let them know, like, hey, look, I don't want to fucking be with you. But at the same time, like, you need to close one door before you open another.
If I'm with somebody, I'm always googly-eyed over them. Like, I'm on, like, they're the only person that I want to be with. Right. Like, granted, like, there's other chicks that, like, could be walking by and I'm like, oh, she's attractive. Yeah. But it's never like, oh, I want to hit that girl up, you know what I'm saying? Right. And, like, the one thing that pisses me the fuck off is when people try to use alcohol as an excuse. Because I've been blacked out fucking drunk in a relationship. And I've never fucking tried anything with no other bitch. So, like, that ain't no excuse. Y'all motherfuckers that try to use alcohol as an excuse, y'all stupid as fuck. But... People, we all been trying to use alcohol for everything. Yeah, they dumb as hell.
Pick a
but,
struggle, damn.
Yeah, for real. Pick but, a struggle. Like, you try and hit me up, and you got a man, like, I'm petty as fuck. Like, your man's gonna know about it. And, like, for me, though, like, if I ever lose interest and I stop seeing that googly eye effect with my girl, and, like, I'm just not feeling it, I end it immediately. Like, I tell, but I'm honest with her. And, like, that's why a lot of people find it weird that I'm in a close contact with all my exes, and all my exes like me and respect me, but it's because I'm always fucking honest with them.
But like, you don't have to end it, though. You know, you can...
You can build... Okay, yeah, you can build on it, but for the most part, like, some of them I did try to build on it, but it just ended up... Obviously, I'm fucking single now, so
it didn't work out. It's not even building on it. It's getting to the root of the problem. Yeah. Like, if you're not looking at me the way you used to... You're not talking to me the way you used to. You're not texting me. What is wrong and can we fix it? That is how you keep people from...
That's how relationships work, though. Yeah, like, it's not just like, oh, I'm done.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like, what is... Like, can you... Like, hey, what's wrong? You know, And that's another... Ooh, girl, here we go.
100%.
That's the thing. I don't know about anybody else that's listening, but that is a thing. Communication.
And that it doesn't exist.
I cannot fix what's wrong if you don't tell me. If you don't like the way that, you know, I'm talking to you, if you don't like the fact that we don't have intellectual conversation, I cannot fix what's wrong if you don't tell me. If you don't like the way I'm spreading my ass cheeks when I'm sitting on your dick, tell me. I'll try a different way.
That's on me, because I ain't never had like me.
Right, like you have to open your mouth and communicate, because it's nobody's fault when something doesn't work out but your own.
Exactly.
No, for real.
100%. I'm just saying, like, people don't like to communicate, so I automatically jump to, if you're not feeling this, we can honestly let it go. Because nobody wants to get to the root of the problem.
Or at least talk about it. Like, nobody wants to talk about it, though. Like, I'm open to knowing what I can do to...
I want to talk nobody about ever, even if we end like up not being together.
You know what I mean? Especially if I fuck with you. Like,
people don't really want to talk about it. People just, you know.
No, yeah,
just,
people really don't want to talk about
they
that
just
shit.
Get
it's too much for them.
It's like you know, much. Like, whatever.
They feel like they're doing too much.
So I'm just like,
which
you know,
is
whatever.
So weird to me.
Like, it, so that's why I just go to, you know, if you're not feeling this, if you don't want to do this, we can end it. It ain't going to be no... It ain't going to be no bad blood. It ain't going to be nothing, but... It just really fucks me up that you know.
And I'm the complete opposite. Like, I want to talk about
it. I do want to talk about it, though.
Because you know, one of my exes, you know, we hit a rough patch. And, you know, we both couldn't get on the same page. But we're really good friends now because we talked about why and what it was and where the link fell out of the chain. And, you know, we just kind of summed it up to, as you know, well, we don't think we can put this back together, at least right now. So we just ended up going our separate ways. But, you know, if he ever needs anything, he can always pick up the phone and call me.
Don't call me. Bitch, don't you call
me.
Well,
girl, she be fucking with these. Well, see, girl, she fucks with, you know, these men who, you know, got all types of, you know, all this, that, and the woo-wops and the shawam-bams. Bitch, I fuck with hood niggas. And bitch, I done told y'all this is Niagara Falls, girl. Once they get back here in this Georgia water, bitch, you stuck
Georgia
with me.
Water.
I'm so
fucking here for it. Yes.
I'm so fucking
here. It's joy. I'm telling you, bitch, and I'm not cocky, but I am not cocky, water. But I'm telling you not. It's a snapper back here. And then, you know, just a little trick for you bottoms out there, you know, after you done got beat for filth. By them big ass dicks that y'all like, keys to success, soaking Epsom salt, bitch. Promise you, when you get out the tub, hole will be tighter than a goddamn ring that's too small for your finger.
I'm so done.
Girl, I'm just giving y'all the keys to success.
Come on, put it out there, because at least I didn't hear that shit.
I'm giving y'all the keys to success. I did it one time, girl. It took him an hour to get in that fucker. That's all I'm going to say, bitch. She was...
Don't fucking speak to me. That's so sick.
Oh, but that's what I was gonna ask you, girl. So I need to know. Maybe you can tell me. Maybe somebody in this room can tell me. Because I've done it before, but I've only done it once. And, girl, somebody told me the girls was putting Jergens back there. But, girl, this whole cream situation.
Bitch, Jergens where?
Jergens lotion back there, girl.
So and where? And they added girls. No, they wasn't.
So they can say they cream the girl.
What?
Somebody said, let me find out the girls using Jergens
lotion. I'm leaving. It's over. Podcast over.
I'm feel like a Latino would do that.
I'm out of here. I'm canceling it.
Because I did it.
Pillow Talk is canceled for the rest of the year.
I did it once, and it was only because the dude I was fucking with.
Wait, you said you did it?
He did it once.
Huh? You did it?
No, not put the Jergens back there, bitch.
Then what did you do? Cream. You did what one?
I creamed.
Oh, bitch, I thought you were saying you put Jergens in there once. I was just about to be like, bitch, I can't talk to you no more.
No, girl, that's what somebody else said. I'm like, I didn't know if it was real or not.
No, but people been doing some weird
I can't speak to you no more.
And I was just like, because.
Do it work?
I don't know. When I start, so when he got up,
I don't bother like that. But
when he got up,
I don't know.
Or when we finished, you know, I saw white, and I'm like, oh shit! I'm like, Lord, I know I was clean. He was like, no, it's fine. I'm like, huh? He was like, no, it's fine. He was like, that's what made me. And I'm like,
he's like, that was it.
What is this? And I go in the bathroom and I'm wiping myself off, and I look. I mean, my
dude, like, it's clean.
Thrashing me, white shit just all up my back. And he was like, that's what happens when you have an orgasm.
Well, that shit just make me just feel some type of
and bad. I was like, oh. So then, you know, I see the girls on Twitter, you know, and they creaming or whatever. And then, girl, somebody just left in the comments, let me find out you bitches back here squirting Jergens in y'all ass so y'all can cream for these niggas. And I'm just like, if ain't nobody fucking you to the point where you having an orgasm like that, you should be fucking with
don't jerk anyway. Burn, though?
If it's scented, yeah.
Well, you're just in case y'all didn't know, I don't use...
You're different.
I'll see y'all tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
I'm so fucking tired, Larry. Damn, man.
No, you know what, Jasmine? Give me a hug, since my friend is too good for it.
What are you talking about?
You
was leaving. Have a good night. Thank you so much.
Y'all gotta drive all the way back.
No, I live here in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot you said that.
I haven't slept in my bed in days, nigga.
Shut up. Y'all are crazy. Bitch, I have to get my bitch. I have to. My bed sound real good right now.
We get on the boat tomorrow. We're about to ride
you
the boat.
Too. I have to follow your page. I love skincare.
Yeah,
I'm
there really at like 10:30.
I'm very big on skincare. I'm very
huge on
skincare.
See tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
where are y'all doing tomorrow?
Going on a boat or something.
Why are y'all going on a boat?
Ride that boat.
Why are y'all going on a boat?
Nice to meet you, Tyler.
Nice to meet you, too.
That's really why.
I'm sorry, y'all. You know, we're taking a break.
See you tomorrow.
So this is the point of the podcast where we call it, you know, what we took from this, and you know, we're missing a few people, but whatever. So what did you take from the podcast?
Honestly and truly from this podcast, one, I was extremely nervous because I'm one, public speaking I hate even though there was nobody around. Two, just talking in general, being open is finally becoming something normal for me, but I was nervous as well. But what I've taken from this is that, you know, being placed in a room with intellectual, vibrant, beautiful people of all different backgrounds and all different, you know, walks of life and even race, you know, you can build connections and, you know, you can learn from one another and, you know, you can teach as well, you know. Like I was telling Bo earlier, you know, it's not even about white or black. I don't think I've met a comfortable straight man like him in years. Like, so comfortable with his sexuality to the point that he will sit around and, you know, let us talk and not be uncomfortable, indulge in conversation and give feedback. And I just think that that is, you know, proof that, you know, America itself, or not even America, but the human race is moving in the right direction. And I also took from this that, you know, you never know who's going through or has been through what you've been through, but to be able to relate and for people to be able to say, you know, I understand or I feel that, and you to be able to say the same thing in return, like, it was just a beautiful session. And, you know, like I had told y'all, we were going to get into some things anyway, but it was just the fact that, you know, being around people and, you know, having some cocktails, talking some shit, educating each other, you know, like, it was just, it was a beautiful thing. And, you know, it was probably one of the best things I've done on a Saturday night in a while. So, yeah. And don't forget, you know, Tookie with the good coochie.
I'm sick of you. Bo, what do you want?
Like always, I learned a lot from being on this podcast and talking with you guys, especially because, you know, I come from a very different walk of life than anyone that's ever on this podcast. Usually I'm pissing people off. Luckily tonight I didn't really piss anyone off on the podcast. But now it's a good segment. I definitely learned that when they were talking about cleaning earlier, they weren't talking about washing their bodies, which was interesting. You know, learning things new every day. But, you know, as he was saying, very comfortable with myself. I'll fucking cuddle Larry. I don't give a fuck. If you're a straight man and you are afraid to sleep in the same bed as your gay friends, you fucking up, because they're the best cuddlers. And trust me, they ain't trying to fuck you. And if they're trying to fuck you, then you need better friends, because that's fucked up.
Definitely.
I love my gay friends. I'll cut the fuck out of them.
Like, that's another thing, too. Like, gay people, like,
your straight friends are not there for you, too.
Yeah, girl, we are not gay people, straight people. We don't want to fuck y'all. Y'all know that, right? Just in case y'all don't know. Like,
there are some that do.
Y'all dumb as fuck.
There are some that do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, some of y'all, you know, girl, it be, But the majority of the time when we in a room, especially, in the Navy, like, you try to go out to, like, a little kickback with your people from work and blase swaze, and then the next thing you fucking know, people got an attitude, or niggas in the room got an attitude, or they acting like, you know, they uncomfortable. Like, my homegirl even wants you. What the fuck make you think I want you?
Exactly.
100%.
Because I don't play that y'all, shit.
Y'all be acting on some other shit. It, like, and the biggest thing, even if they do make advances, like, just tell them, like, hey, I'm straight. I'm not in. You don't need to get all fucking hyphy. Like, take it as a compliment. Like, I love when gay dudes compliment me.
Listen, that whole I'm not with that gay shit, I feel like there's a better choice of words.
Yeah, 100%. It's better fucking 2020. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I'm,
that's what I learned, though.
I am an adult, and sticks and stones, calling me a faggot, a sissy, like, that's not going to get under my skin. Mm-hmm. What's going to get under my skin is a man who can't open his fucking mouth. That'll get you punched in your shit. Like, if you don't like gay people, say that, because I can remove myself from the equation very quickly, and I won't lose no sleep. Like, oh, you know, I'm really fuck with gay people. Cool. You know, thank you for inviting me, but I'm going to roll out. But you going to sit there and be uncomfortable? That's the type of shit that'll piss me off and make me want to rock you in your shit.
Uh-huh.
And if you do that shit around my friends, I'm going to rock your shit for them, because I don't fuck with that. You call my friend a faggot, you getting slapped.
Yeah, period. slapped with baby powder. Like the pimp he is.
From what I've seen, Larry is way more of a forgiving person than I am when it comes to that kind of shit. So,
because it don't bother yourselves. Me.
Yeah, it fucking bothers me. So y'all watch yourselves, because nope.
And if you do feel like, and if you do feel the need to call me a faggot, always keep this in the back of your mind. I can fuck you better than your baby mama can. And that's on Big Dot.
How about this? You can call me a faggot all you want. But now, at this point, you gotta go back to your friends and tell them that you got your ass beat
By
a gay man. Yeah, and Larry can throw hands. That's how he sleep way too many people.
And you know what? Like you said earlier, bitch, somebody called me a faggot when I was, I think I was like a sophomore in high school. And I had to, and I lost it. Completely lost it. Like, lost, lit, I blacked out, lost it and everything. And ever since then, I have been fighting. So it's like,
that's the thing, please. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not even like I like to fight, but I'm letting you know that I can fight. Yeah, I'm not saying I'm the best fighter, but I'm also letting you know I don't fear nobody that bleeds the same blood as me. And I also don't tolerate nobody disrespecting me. So I don't give a fuck how big you are, whatever the fuck you got going on, you have to go toe to toe with me if you feel like you don't disrespect me. But, you know, other than that, I'm a nice person. I'm a great catch.
What'd you learn?
I learned that,
Daddy.
Oh, bitch, what did I take away from this? I took away from this that, you know what? What did I take away from this, bitch? Because I don't know.
It's your own...
It's
your own person. I can't read your mind.
You didn't take nothing away from it, bitch. You didn't take nothing away from it. If you did, bitch. If you can't remember, just be like, I'll let y'all know on the next
part. I'm kidding. Don't kiss me. What I took from this, don't. Like, I put it out there, don't kiss me. At all. Ever. In your life. Don't pucker your lips. Don't form them. Don't bring them in close to me. Don't do none of that shit. And I don't eat everybody's ass either. All asses are meant to be eaten. And that's all I got. But
don't shit on nobody.
Don't shit on nobody either. Also, what I did learn was that bitches was putting Jergens in their butthole.
Oh yeah, girl.
I did learn that.
Nigga, boys, they are not creaming. That is Jergens lotion.
I am about to. I was about to scream. That
is Jergens lotion. They are not creaming. You are not hitting it right. That is Jergens lotion. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you know, another episode in the bag. Episode 39. You know, whatever. Next episode's gonna be episode 40, bitch. And you know, motherfucker said I wasn't gonna make it, but here the fuck I am, still doing this shit every fucking week, bitch. But yeah. Every episodes drop every Sunday at 12 a.m. If you haven't followed my friends yet, you need to. If you haven't followed the Shameless Pillow Talk podcast page, you need to. If you aren't following me, bitch, then you just have to take that L in life. But other than that, yeah, so... If you have any questions, comments, concerns, DM any one of these bitches, but do not DM me. Yeah, so have a great night, guys.
I didn't give y'all my social media, by the way. So I am on Instagram at charlie.maz2. That's charlie, period, M-A-S, and the number 2. Follow me. What they say on YouTube, bitch? Oh, click, like, and subscribe.
Bitch. Yes.
But no, for real. If you want to follow me, if not, I'm not really big on social media, but you know.
Listen, sis be on here, turning the fuck up.
I was turning up last night, bitch.
Yeah, so, yeah. You guys have a great night.